Let's welcome now Mr. Richard Potter from the Soto Zen Serene Reflection Group.
So, what I'm going to try the chant as rather than just a recitation. So, what I'm going to do is this called the Heart Sutra or the Scripture of Great Wisdom. And where it comes from is it's part of a whole sort of collection of scriptures that were written down about 2,000 years ago, having been transmitted orally or just sort of recited from generation to generation for about 500 years before that, from when the Buddha was around. So this is sort of a collection of what he said in various things, finally written down 500 years later in Sanskrit, something like that. And the version that I've got is translated into English, because in our particular school of Soto Zen, we've sort of translated things into English from the Japanese, from the Chinese, from the East, so you could sort of trail your way around the world. There are various other schools of Buddhism that would keep things in the Sanskrit and still chant them like that. And in our tradition, we would make this as part of morning service. So if you went to... Now, what you do in the house is entirely kind of up to you. But if you go to a monastery or an abbey or a place where there's a monk, and I mean monk or nun kind of equally there, this could be done as part of what's done in morning service. And apart from that, what is it about? It's about meditation, basically. So it's a description in words of meditation, which is, to my mind anyway, something that can be practiced in actually many different religions, but this is a description of it. The scripture of great wisdom. When one with deepest wisdom of the heart, that is beyond discriminative thought, the Holy Lord, great Kanzeon Bosatsu, knew that the skandhas five were, as they are, in their self-nature, void, unstained, and pure. O Shariputra, form is only pure. Pure is all form. There is then nothing more than this. For what is form is pure, and what is pure is form. The same is also true of all sensation, thought, activity and consciousness. O Shariputra, here all things are pure, for they are neither born nor do they wholly die. They are not stained, nor yet immaculate, increasing not, decreasing not. O Shariputra, in this pure there is no form, sensation, thought, activity or consciousness, no eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no form, no tastes, sound, colour, touch or objects, vision none, no consciousness, no knowledge and no sign of ignorance. Until we come to where old age and death have ceased, and so has all extinction of old age and death. For here there is no suffering, nor yet again is there accumulation, nor again annihilation, nor an eightfold path, no knowledge, no attainment. In the mind of the Bosatsu, who is truly one with wisdom great, the obstacles dissolve, and going on beyond this human mind, he is Nirvana. All the Buddhas true of present, past and future, they are all, because upon great wisdom they rely, the perfect and most high enlightenment. The Prajna Paramita one should know to be the greatest mantra of them all, the highest and most peerless mantra too, allayer of all pain, great wisdom is. It is the very truth, no falsehood here. This is the mantra of great wisdom here. O Buddha, going, going, going on beyond, and always going on beyond, always becoming Buddha, hail, hail, hail.